U.S. beef and pork exports closed a strong first quarter as March was the best month ever for red meat export value at more than $1.3 billion. U.S. Meat Export Federation economist Aaron Borer has more details in this USMEF report.
Beef exports were coming off of a record value year, so it was incredibly impressive to see first quarter exceed that pace by double digits. Korea is really the big story, roughly 35% growth in those chilled volumes. And when I was in Korea earlier this year, it was just absolutely evident that the market is on fire and they're having essentially a steak craze over there. So just a super exciting red hot market. And if we look at Japan, we're also seeing larger exports on the chilled side in the first quarter, but frozen was, of course, slowed by the frozen safeguard, which was still in effect through the end of March, and that tariff dropped from 50% down to 38.5% on April 1st. So we would expect those frozen volumes to tick back up again. For pork exports, March was also very strong because, again, we're looking at huge volumes last year. So being able to hold with that beef volumes, especially when we are talking about a slowdown in China, given the surge essentially in their pork production and their sustained low pork prices, which really haven't come back at all thus far. And so we knew that the rest of the world was going to have to step up, and that's indeed what has happened. So similar to beef, Korea has been the big growth market. And of course, South and Central America have been strong growth markets, record-setting markets, and even Mexico. We're basically holding steady there on last year's record pace, and seeing that continue is exciting, and it's also critical as we do need to have all markets firing to sort of take up the slack. As we know and expected, China's market would cool.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.